Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Right now on the Rude guest hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, we find our pal Bobby Marks of ESPN's NBA coverage, a former front office executive and a front office insider. Bobby, it does feel like, as we're about 5 hours away from the draft, the Wizards holding the 6th and 18th picks tonight, that we know what's going to happen at picks 1 and 2, and everything kind of starts after that, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly Cooper at 1, and then Dylan Harper at 2, and I would say probably most likely VJ Edgecombe at number 3, which is Philadelphia, and then it certainly opens up here. I think, you know, how we've kind of looked at this year's draft is, you know, at least in the lottery portion or up until, you know, 9 or 10, is that you've got the one tier with Cooper and then Dylan in tier 2. And then there's a group of, I would say, probably 5 or 6 players in that next tier, which are all, it's a, based on what you're looking for from a position. You need a big, you need a point, you need a score, some athleticism here. So it is a good group of guys with little separation here. So it's going to be an interesting night. It's going to be interesting if who's going to try to move up to get, you know, maybe get the 4 or get the 5. What's the cost to do so? But it's a night I'm looking forward to.
Bobby, in your executive roles over the years and now as an analyst, how do you balance somebody like Ace Bailey, who is undoubtedly talented?
Yeah,
that's not
sure.
A question. It's the other stuff. And I don't know if it's bad. We just don't know. This is like that, like reaching your hand into the mystery box, right?
We've talked about it, and we're probably going to continually talking about it tonight. It doesn't bother me at all that a player doesn't go do a team workout or does a visit. I think you guys cover the NFL a lot, and, you know, there are circumstances, probably Eli Manning, right? He kind of tried to maneuver which team he wanted to go to and didn't go to San Diego. And so that doesn't bother me. I think the thing what would bother me is the responsibility factor. If you schedule a workout and you don't show up and you basically blow off a team, that would probably bother me. I think how teams have to evaluate him is based on what he did at Rutgers, what his upside's going to be, who he is as a person. Probably a handful of these teams have had the opportunity to interview him in Chicago. They've certainly scouted him. He's young, you know, I mean, he's a position of need. You know, he's a young player, and Cooper are really young from an age standpoint. He's got a terrific mid-range game. Everything else is kind of a work in progress here. So it's, you know, that's the beauty of the draft. Some of it's just kind of gut, right? You're kind of relying on your scouts and figuring how he works in with you. I do think the one benefit that coming to, you know, visit a team is the coaches who you have on your staff, as far as they're going to have to coach him and know who he is as a person here. So we'll see what happens with what Ace did. And I said this to our group. I said, listen, getting picked at 3rd or getting picked at 6th or 7th is going to cost them probably about $15 million. And if Ace Bailey's fine with that, we probably all should be fine with that also.
ESPN NBA analyst Bobby Marks, former executive in the NBA, tapping into that past element of your career again. know, in this pre-draft process, how much are you thinking about next season when you're drafting players and kind of what your current roster construction is, as opposed to maybe the 2-3-4 year plan? Because we were talking a lot the last couple of days about what the Wizards should do, and it keeps coming up from different guests about what the construction is right now. And this is a team with $115 million coming off the books next year. It would seem to me like they're very early in a much larger plan, and that's got to somehow be a factor in what they do tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I think Washington is certainly different, and you know, where they are at 6-18, and generally we know that how much flexibility they potentially could have in the 2026 offseason. I do think when you're in a position like that, it's almost like you're going to paint a picture, and you know, instead of just wanting it to paint the picture blue because that's what it says it should be, you're going to go out and buy like 8 different paints, and then you kind of just figure it out. I do think you look long term when you're picking, you know, certainly at 6, it's not based on, hey, we need a wing or we need a point guard. It's a combination of best available, who maybe has the best upside also, which sometimes you get into a little bit of trouble with that. It's really hard to predict upside once you get them into your own gym here. But it is about the long-term plan as far as what they're trying to do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So in terms of that long term, I still feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you see it differently, but it feels to me the Wizards are very much in the, let's just get as many good assets as we can and put them in a pile. Eventually, we turn into, okay, let's make some of the pieces fit. I think they're in the gathering phase, whether it's picks, whether it's cap space, whether it's good players who they want to keep, et cetera. When does that conversion point happen for you? Like, what's kind of the line of demarcation where you go, all right, attention of an organization. We are no longer gathering assets. We're now trying to make some of these pieces fit. Where does that turn happen?
Next summer. It's next summer. Just because I look at, you know, you're going to add a couple of young players to what you already have with Alex and Bilal and Bub and, you know, the group there. And you are, you know, I think that the pick that you potentially could owe to New York that's protected 1-8, I think that hangs over your organization a little bit because next year's draft is better than this year. And I know Wizards fans are like, oh my God, we got to go through this again. I mean, trust me, it's really good. but there is a point, right? Like when, especially in the Eastern Conference, when it can turn really quick in a good way, we saw what Detroit was able to do this past year, where you do get to a point and like, okay, we've collected as many draft picks as we wanted. We've got 8 young players on our roster. We've got $100 million in cap space. All right, we have to, how do we combine all that together here and take that next step? And I think this is going to be another year of, you know, development. It's going to be a high priority. We'll see what happens with some of those expiring contracts that they have. But I do think next summer is the summer that you begin to turn that corner.
Bobby, you ran through the core that they have built so far. How do you actually like that group in terms of what they could be with upside at their ceilings? And specifically after yesterday's pool trade, could see a lot more of Bub Carrington running the point this year.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree. I mean, I think the pool, and, you know, we didn't get to see Sadiq just because he was, you know, coming off that injury. But I do think, you know, trading Jordan opens up a lot of different optionality as far as how Washington's going to use their roster. I think CJ in the group, and Marcus and Chris, I think there's no better mentors, veteran mentors, that you would want in a locker room, than those three players here. But yeah, you're going to see more, opportunity, more upside. I think when you're looking at it, I'm a big fan of Coulibaly. I thought there was great moments last year with Alex. I mean, if you're ranking core young players, I mean, I like their group probably maybe better than the group in Utah, which has nine guys under the age of 23. And I do think it's one thing to draft a player, but it's another thing is like, where is he 2 years from now or 3 years from now? Because eventually that contract comes up and then you have to make a decision on him.
Bobby, I know it's so dependent on what happens before them, trades or, teams' proclivities, but just given kind of how you think the board's going to shake out, what do you like for the Wizards at six?
Yeah, I think there's probably a chance you're going to be staring at Ace Bailey at six. And I think you're going to have to make a decision. If you feel like he's the best available, I think certainly Cooper, Dylan, I think VJ Edgecombe likely at three. Four gets interesting with Charlotte. I think Tom Knipple possibly. Five is Utah. Jeremiah Fears, Trey Johnson. Certainly the Wizards at some number six. They're going to get a good player. I think it's just a matter of like, if you have Ace Bailey staring at you six, I think you got to take him. I really do. And I think you bring him in house. And I think from a developmental standpoint, based on his age and the talent level alone, I think is worth the risk.
Bobby Marks, ESPN, you'll see his analytical work continuing in their busiest week of the offseason, maybe, as he joins us here on Grant and Danny, kind enough to give us a couple of minutes. Bobby, specific to the 18th pick, last year, as excited as they were about Sarr, the draft kind of revolved around them going up to get Carrington, the guy they were really giddy about. They would like to move up, it sounds like, from 18. What would that take, and what would that look like? Walk me through some scenarios there if they don't stick and pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're trying to move up from where you are at 18, as far as what you have, as far as, does it cost you a future one? You remember you acquired a pick in the at the deadline, I think it's in 26, that it's the least favorable at first, and it probably could be tail end of the first, I think, next year. What is the cost to get up there if you want to get to? And that's the beauty of it, because everybody sets their board, and then they might be coming down the pike, and they see a guy that's like their 10th best prospect, and you're getting the 13 or pick 13 or 14, and he's still there, and you're like, okay, how do we get up four slots here? I do think they have enough to, whether it be first, whether it be seconds, to do it if they wanted to. It's a matter of, and I think then it becomes more of kind of fit a little bit too, as far as who. Who you're looking to pick. I do think it's a lot has been made about the top 10 here, but I do think, once we get out of the top 10, I'm a big Nick Clifford fan who plays at Colorado State. He's a big wing. You guys saw Thomas Sorber a little bit at Georgetown before he got hurt. Derek Queen, we'll see where he is, the Maryland player. So there is some quality outside once we get outside the lottery here.
Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback off that. You mentioned Nick Clifford. Give me a couple guys, not necessarily in terms of rankings for you, but a couple guys where you go, I just like this guy, that somebody you'd advocate for in a front office later, maybe in that first round, trading back in, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I said Nick, Nick averaged 10 rebounds last year as a 6'6 wing. Danny Wolf, who was at Michigan, he's kind of an interesting story because he went from Yale to Michigan here. Rashear Fleming, who's at St. Joe's, he's a huge wing. I love guys that can come in the league and defend right now. I think there's certainly a bunch of guards out there. You know, Yegor Demin, who played at BYU, is a huge wing or guard. You know, he's 6'9". So there is, you know, Liam McNeely will probably be there, who was at UConn. He's another, you know, big wing at 6'7". So there is a, you know, there's a lot of other names outside of, you know, the top, you know, top guys in the top eight, top nine.
So, Bobby, we'll let you out on this one. It has been a very busy week already in player movement. The Durant trade is a headliner. We had a move today. What else should we be monitoring here? What are the big storylines for you, not just draft night, but in the days ahead as the NBA offseason kicks off hot and heavy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't billed as the greatest free agent class, and certainly you see Fred VanVleet going back to Houston and Kyrie Irving back to Dallas. Here, we'll see what happens with James Harden with the Clips. I think I'm interested to see what Milwaukee does as far as how they add to their roster around Giannis. Denver, of course, is a team to circle as far as how they, you know, they have said, you know, they're going to improve their depth. We'll watch how they do that. They got a new general manager. Of course, the Lakers, as far as how do they go out and find a center. You know, certainly Boston has done a lot of their work already as far as, you know, shedding significant money here. But it is interesting that we have a little bit of an arms race in the Western Conference when you have a team that won 36 games last year, and Portland goes out and acquires Drew Holiday in a trade. What are some of the teams in the Eastern Conference, whether it be, we saw Orlando, maybe it's Atlanta with, you know, adding Porzingis. It's the Eastern Conference is as wide open as we've seen, and it'll be interesting as far as who's that next team's going to take advantage of that.
Bobby, great with us as always, man. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the draft tonight.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.